It's always easy to say it doesn't work. But a genius never says it doesn't work. A genius says, okay, let's have at it. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. If you want it done, ask a genius. How many geniuses do you know in your life? How many people in your life do you know who can do anything? And it doesn't matter that they don't know how to do it, but they can do anything, you know? How many people do you know in your life who can do anything? Well, you should be number one. You should be number one who says, oh, it doesn't work, let's take a look at it. Let's find out what's wrong with it. Doesn't work? Okay, let's check it out. I'm doing my utmost to install my time machine on my Apple system, and for some reason, the time machine just doesn't want to go on. It's the 1 TB, and Ellen has the 500 GB, and they just don't want to go on. Our airport goes on just fine. But over the years, I have had people come in to show me how to put airport on, and they couldn't put airport on, so they'd always fall back on some sort of PC system. And that didn't put the airport on. And then I hired some people to come up here to help me to make sure that everything was wireless. Oh, yeah, we can do that, we can do that. And they got up here, and they're PC people. They're not Apple people. And they told me they were Apple. They were from Big Best Buy. And they were Apple people. They were PC people, really. And I had to pay them quite a bit of money, and still they didn't do any good. And then I had other people come and help me. And it seems as though everybody wants to be in their own backyard of PC. If they were raised on PCs, they wanted to stay PC. But the Apple is so much to offer, and I persist in it. Now, I personally have gotten my Apple AirPort to operate perfectly, and I got Ellen's to operate perfectly, and I got it to operate perfectly up in the monastery with all the PCs, and everywhere else with all the PCs. And then we had a PC person come along, and they took all the Apples out and put in PC routers and PC things. And we lost half of our remote, because now we can't do things by remote. We can't do things by wireless. And so I'm not going to say anything to these people. They were nice enough to help, nice enough to give the best of their talent. But when you hire a person, when you get with a person, get with a person and says, huh, I have the biggest idea, but let's figure it out. We'll read the manual. We'll read the manual. And you see, you can. Now, people tell me they have read the manual. People tell me they have practiced it, but they didn't. You see, the trouble is, you have in the back of your mind, I have been a PC person for so long, I have new to Apple. You know, I don't know Apple, but I love Apple, but I don't know it, you know. And I go down to the Apple store, and I tell the Apple people what I have in mind. And they say, oh, yeah, do this, do this, do this. I said, but will it work when I get home? And they said, well, no, because you got to sign up and line up with what system you got at home. And, well, what do I do? Well, you figure it out. Yeah, but you're supposed to tell me, you know. Well, I can tell you what to do on any other broadband system, but on the system that you have, I cannot tell you. So then I asked the man who put the system in for us, and he did his best, but he couldn't tell us either. He says, I don't know why it doesn't work. I went to put in my time machine, and I installed it and installed it and installed it, did everything the book said. Then finally I took it down to the Apple company, and I said, I've been trying to install this and unsuccessfully now for a couple of months. What's going on here? And he says, I don't know, let me take a look. They took a look and they said, well, the machine doesn't work. I said, thanks a lot. And so they opened up a new box and gave me a new one. But I still hadn't got it to work. I wish they'd give me the information to do it. But I shall persist. I shall persist. I may have to go through the back door, the front door, the side door, the windows, and where have you, down through the attic and up through my basement. But I'll get in. I'll get in. And I've got my wireless to work on everything through my airport. And I've gotten everything to work through it. And they said, you cannot get your printer to work, you know, because it just won't work. And I said, look at here. See the sun in front of my printer? It says on the printer, wireless. And it says, this thing is designed for wireless. And so I said, it's going to be wireless. And they said, well, you can't do it. And I said, well, I can. And as soon as they left, I let a little time go by, you know, like a day. And so then as soon as they left, after they were all gone, I went back to it and I said, now, you know how to be a good wireless printer. Now, be that. So, I opened up the printer and it worked perfect. Then I opened up my Apple and I sent something to the Apple from the printer and it worked perfect. Then I opened up my Fuzushi PC and it worked perfect where it didn't work before. And then I opened up my iMac and it worked perfect. And I opened up my PC, my Mac Pro, and it worked perfect, you know. And then I went to Ellen's and I brought it over and it worked perfect. And then I took Ellen's MacBook and I was using it. Then I came up to the house here with it and I turned it on at the house, zip, right online it went. Down at my house, zip, right online it went. Went to Ellen's house, zip, nothing happened. It wouldn't go on. Because Ellen still has the mentality of the PC in her house. She still has everybody thinking PC. And yet I put a beautiful Apple system in her house, and I put a G4 in her house, which is an older Apple, and really worked just fine. Then her grandson came, and what did her grandson do? He brought his stupid little MacBook along from Switzerland, you know, a stupid MacBook from Switzerland here in America. And he plugged it in and pop it, up it came, you know. You see, the thing is, the kid had a problem. Her grandson really had a problem. He didn't know that it wouldn't work. He had no idea that we were having trouble, and we were fortunate enough not to tell him. But he had no idea, so he went in there and stuck it in there and said, hey, watch. Boop. And then he gets Skype on there, you know, and making telephone calls with the camera on it and everything. And he wants to tell his mother about it. So he leaves the house, and he takes his computer and goes outside to the Jeep. And he holds it up to the Jeep, and he says, look, Mom, see, this is my new Jeep now, you know. And then he's got the telephone working through his computer using the camera on the computer to take his picture and showing it to his mom. And then he, meanwhile, can see his mom on the screen of his computer as he's talking to her. Now, he didn't know it couldn't be done. He didn't know there was a difficulty. And so for him, it worked just fine. Now, when we don't know it can't be done, when we don't know these things, it's great. That's why it is extremely important never to say it can't be done. Because the minute you say it, you put the cause in motion and that thing is going to play itself out no matter how brilliant everybody is. The best minds in the country can come in and install it, and if you say it can't be done, it won't be done. Really. Really. Ingeborg comes in and she says, my computer's not working, is it? I said, Ingeborg, you hush your mouth. You hush your mouth. You come in and you say, Herb, would you give me a hand with my computer? Show me a few tricks with it. So I go in there and I say, well, it's not running. And she says, well, I've got to turn it on. And so we turn it on. And lo and behold, it runs. Because I expect it to run. Every time Sylvia goes in there, you say, oh, Sylvia can make anything run. Sylvia is so good. Sylvia is so smart. Sylvia is so wonderful. And so Sylvia just goes in there and turns it on. Yeah, keep it up. Now, say it about yourself, too. say, I am so good, I'm so wonderful, I'm so, yes, that's right. And you too, Ellen, you know? Just say, I'm so wonderful, I'm so good. And as you do that, you'll be able to do anything. But the thing is, if you're going to be your own worst enemy, then you're going to say it doesn't work and it can't work and it shouldn't work. Now, we have just vacated the premises of all of the Apple airport machines. And so now we don't have any Apple remotes around here. And so nothing works by the system. So I'm going to bring one back and stick it in, and I'm not going to tell anybody about it, because then we'll have everything working again. But it's just wonderful to have it, and you just go up and check into it, and away you go. PCs are good for PCs, but Apples have done something which I think is quite marvelous. When an Apple program crashes, the computer runs merrily on. When an Apple program crashes, the computer works just fine, and then you just click the crash and take care of it, push to the side of the road, and you're on your way again. In a PC, you got a crash, the whole computer goes kaput. Everything goes down. You got to turn it off, then you got to search for your problem, and you got to do all the things. See, Apple has so many wonderful features that it's so well worth learning, well worth utilizing in our program and going for it. And, we've used PCs now all these many years. We've used computers. But they just have not come up to the par with what Apple is doing. And it's quite exciting, quite exciting. Even Steve Jobs, he decides to keep everything upgraded. And he needs a new liver, so he had a new liver put in. And that's a wonderful thing. And if Steve Jobs didn't do that, if Steve Jobs moved on to his next dimension or assignment or whatever you want to call it, bless him, you know. But if he's around, good. Now, I believe in the Apple company, not just Steve Jobs. Steve is great, but I believe in the Apple company. And I would keep my stock in the Apple company because of them, not just Steve. Okay. Now, when Steve is no longer chairman of the board, whenever that may be, then you'll find some new dreamer in there. And if Apple is wise, they will create another Steve Jobs, somebody who is fearless. When Steve took the job the second time for Apple, he said, look, I don't want any salary, dollar a year. I got billions of dollars in the bank. You know, I'm not hurting. But I don't want any salary. What I want to have absolute free reign to run this company. And so they gave it to him. And because he had absolute free reign, the company soared like never before. But you see, what Steve didn't realize he was doing, he was giving himself free rein too. You see, before, he always had to worry about the stockholders and had to worry about the product and had to worry about this. Now, all he did is just dream up ideas and go for them and believe in them. And if an idea didn't go, like the Edsel for Ford, just dump it and go on, you know. Don't worry about it. And people keep saying, well, you know, Edsel had that real terrible car. The Ford had the real terrible car, the Edsel. Well, hey, how many years ago was that? You're going to hold them for that so many years back, you know? My goodness sakes. As what have they done since? They've been marvelous. As far as the world automobiles, cars go, the Ford is on top of the whole list of all of them, all around the world. It's amazing. And the Russians, or rather the Czechoslovakians, I believe, or somebody like that, they junked their car that they made because it wasn't good. And so what happened? Ford bought their junk and smashed it up and used the metal, you know, because they had it already made there. They had it already good. But you see, we move. We're geniuses. We're moving. We're accomplishing great things. And dream, move. And Sylvia was so surprised when our friend Lynn Neff, who has the newspaper in town here, she wrote, "I'll check on that. I'm on my Apple right now. I'll check on that when I get on my PC." Because, and we thought, well, now why didn't she have it on her Apple too? Well, because on her Apple, she has several of her blocks. And her blocks are to keep everything off of there that's not necessary for her to use. She has only those programs on there of people that she's associating with. And we are just casual. We are not regular associates of hers, you know. Now, if we were writing a column for her, you'd be sure we'd be on it. If we were doing other things, we'd be on there because she'd want to get. But otherwise, she doesn't want to get any. She goes to her Apple and runs through her junk list every once in a while to see if anybody there that's interesting, and misses them mostly, but whatever. And so we can do that too. We can do that too. We can keep our lines of communication free and open to anything that we want. Now, what do you want? What do you want? Are you a genius?
Yes.
Can you do anything?
Yes.
Do you do anything?
Yes.
And how long are you going to be tied up with two masters?
I'm tied up with one.
No, you aren't. What is she two masters with? What's she two masters with?
You tell me.
Your PC and your Apple.
Oh, Apple, yeah.
Your PC and your... You're still tied up with your PC. If you could get all of your interest, all of your knowledge, all of your intelligence on your one program, you'd find you'd learn the one program better, and there's magic on that one program that's so accessible. Of course, a PC has it too if you know where to find it. But that's a genius at work. And who else was a genius at work who said about masters? You cannot have two masters.
Right.
Yeah.
Jesus said that.
Jesus said that, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, how about that? He said, Jesus said you cannot have Apple and PC. He says it's either or. And he says, and if you go, go with the winner. So, with that, I will wish you all a lovely day and send you out on your apples to play. I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.